Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Domestic fraud runs rampant, and international intrigue comes to the boiling point with Trump's reaction to Iran. Discover the inside details on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 428. Hope you're all doing great today, as we're well into the new year already. I caught my breath coming out of the CES tech show in Vegas. A crazy 3 days for me last week, but trying to catch up on my sleep. Just a note on CES. This is the annual tech show in Vegas with 150,000 people. Here's what I did in 3 days. I wrote 7 articles. One of them for USA Today was almost 8,000 words. It was my top 55 products from the tech show. I also wrote 4 pieces for review.com and a couple of other publications as well. Now, that was tiring enough, but I also conducted lots of radio and podcast interviews for this very show at CES, and I had to edit them even sitting on the floor of a convention center. I did 2 back-to-back TV media tours in the middle of the night. So from like 3 a.m. to 9 a.m., I did live hits across the country, and then again the following day. And I posted videos to social media of all the cool gadgets that I saw. Robots and laptops, paper-thin TVs, and a lot more. I know what I'm getting into every year, but it doesn't make it much easier. Anyhow, I'm doing just fine. And speaking of CES, our first guest on the show will be tech journalist Christine Persaud, who will share with us her highlights from the show. I'll also play an interview a little bit later on today with the robot vacuum company Dreamy. This interview was recorded at CES in Las Vegas, where I saw its robot vacuum that can pick up items off the floor and put them away for you. Also on Tech It Out today, do you know what sleep buds are? These are little earbuds that are designed for listening to audio when you go to sleep, but they're more than just small when you're lying on a pillow so they don't stick out and feel uncomfortable. There's some tech to them as well, some brainwave-related science. And so we're going to touch base with a company called NexSense to hear about its smart buds for nighttime use and what they can do. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Visa and Norton, 2 brands that protect you, in fact. We'll get to more of that shortly, but let's officially kick off a brand new Tech It Out with our first interview. Like clockwork, the annual Consumer Electronics Show, now simply referred to as CES, took place the first week of January to showcase tomorrow's tech today. I talked a lot about it last week on the program. And a dear colleague of mine was working tirelessly at the show between her interviews and articles and videos, including social media posts, to cover CES for her many readers and followers. I'm referring to freelance technology journalist Christine Prasad, who's been covering the consumer tech space for about 25 years, even though she looks like she's fresh out of school. Hi, Christine. Thanks for your time. It was good to see you last week, albeit briefly.
I'm great. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the compliments. It's much appreciated. And it's great to see you as well.
I know you write for a lot of places. Do you want to take a moment before we get into the nitty-gritty of CES and let our listeners know about your work, what you've been doing for the last couple of decades?
Yeah, sure. So I've been a writer and editor for 20 plus years. I started in trade tech journalism, then shifted into the consumer space as well as entertainment. So I review TV shows and some movies as well, but predominantly I cover technology. So consumer tech, which ranges from headphones to TVs to wearables, audio, you name it. I write for a number of outlets. Predominantly it's wifihifi.com, but you'll also find my tech content on Yahoo and Gadget, USA Today, Reviewed, BGR, Make Use Of, Android Central, etc., and TV content on MovieWeb, Collider, and CBR.
Awesome. So yeah, great stuff, Christine. Keep up the awesome work, and you do a really good job in your take on tech, because it can be overwhelming for many, as well as dry. But I think you really have a great knack in making it exciting and talking about tech in plain English. How was your CES this year, maybe compared to previous shows that I've seen you at over the years?
It was just as busy, if not more. As you know, the show is pretty overwhelming. It's a grind, and especially in recent years, as more and more exhibits and events are being moved outside of the convention center to private ballrooms or suites in different hotels. So I think I believe that this year was my 22nd year attending, which I can't even believe that it's been that many times. You know, and the events began, you know, before the show even officially opened, so several days ahead of time. There's a lot of special VIP or media events that we get to attend and see. So it was pretty grueling, especially with dealing with online social content as well as writing. It's a lot, but it was a great show, and it was really exciting this year.
Yeah, your content was amazing. I complimented you when I saw you at that media dinner on Thursday of last week, your content for Instagram, and you also posted to TikTok. So great stuff, Christine. So what would you say then, to kick off our official chat about the show, what were the major themes this year?
Well, you know, one of the big buzzwords this year was micro RGB TV, which is yet another confusing name for consumers to understand about the latest TVs. It's basically about, you know, improving the color and the vibrancy with the latest TVs using tiny RGB lights that looks a lot nicer, brighter, beautiful, and there were tons of those.
Mm-hmm.
I expected to see a ton of robot vacuums and very cool demos of them at the show, which I did, but I also noticed there was a trend towards robotic mowers, which I didn't expect to see, so that was another very interesting expanding area. Health tech is always big at the show, and I noticed this year there's a trend towards not just physical health, but also mental health and nutrition with a lot of the devices and the software that's coming out, you know, from wearables to, you know, everything from handheld stress relievers and devices that help you reduce anxiety. Of course, you know, AI is the biggest theme at the show, as it has been for the last year or two, where you're finding AI across every booth, every product category, from the robot vacuums to computers, TVs, smart home products, audio wearables, you name it. AI was definitely the huge theme of the show.
Yeah, fair. I agree. So let's unpack some of that. RGB TVs, instead of, I believe it's blue and white little pixels that are lit behind the panel of the television, we're seeing individual red, green, blue pixels, which, as you said, really brings out this rich and vibrant color and added bonus of better brightness, which is fantastic. And yeah, all the big companies seem to have RGB TVs like LG, Samsung, Sony. And then, yeah, so robot vacuums, I saw some cool ones that you probably saw the same ones, Christine. Dreamy had a robot that can pick up items off the floor and put them in the right place, like a Kleenex goes in the trash and sock goes in a hamper, but also it can change out that arm that extends out of the top of the circular robot for another vacuum-like arm that can reach hard-to-reach areas, and a duster. And then also, I think Roborock had a robot vacuum that can climb stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And Yuffie had a robot vac, I think it's called the Omni S2, with the first integrated aromatherapy system. So it emits scents into the air, fragrances, to make your room smell nice after it cleans. Really wild stuff there. And then you talked about mental health, not just physical health gadgets, but also with complementary apps. That's an interesting one, and I always like seeing a spotlight on anything to do with health and accessibility. I don't know if you saw, Christine, mm-hmm. at the Venetian, there were a lot of tech for aging adults that I thought was really great to help you live longer independently at home and other tools.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that surprised you this year? I mean, AI, we all knew kind of going into the show that that was going to be a pervasive theme. Anything that you did not expect? I guess maybe you said the mental health instead of just physical health tools.
The robot lawnmowers as well, that kind of surprised me.
Right.
How many there were. Also, some of the companies that had bigger presences at the show. So you mentioned, I don't know if it's Dream or Dreamy.
They told me it's Dreamy. I have them on this show this week as well.
Okay.
Our listeners during this show will hear a 5-minute chat about one of those vacuum bots that I talked about, robot vac and mops in one. But yeah, they told me it's Dreamy. It's spelled, as you know, Christine, Dreame. So I didn't know if that E was silent or not. And they said, no, it's pronounced Dreamy, like as if it was a Y. So, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, you did mention the robot lawnmowers. Husqvarna was the first company to do that many moons ago, and now there's so many on the market. Yeah, would you use something like this?
Do you know what? I probably would, except for the fact that my backyard has a steep hill at one point. So I know that there are some that can scale those. So I'd love to try. I've never tried one, but I'd love to maybe review it, you know, because being in Canada, it's tough to find a time of year where I could review something like that, but I'd love to try one that because I think, you know, mowing your lawn is a pretty arduous task, especially when you have a big backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a device that has practical benefits for sure, especially with somebody that has issues doing the job themselves anymore.
Yeah, so my joke used to be that if you could afford a robot lawnmower, which were $5,000 and up, then you just probably could hire a landscaper or at least, you know, a weekly gardener. But now they are coming down into the hundreds. So I love mm-hmm. seeing that democratization of the technology, both inside your home with robot vacs and mops, and now on the outside with robot lawnmowers.
Yeah, and I mean, they have the robot pool cleaners and window cleaners as well, which have been around for some time, but there were a few more of those at the show, too.
We're going to continue chatting with Christine Persaud, a tech journalist who has more to say about the 2026 CES. But first, we cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years. How much, you ask? How about $10 billion to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter, because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection, and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Yesterday, we told you about Square Handheld, a new and super portable point-of-sale device with a big, durable screen. It makes selling and buying stuff easy no matter where you are. But if you prefer a mobile device, like an iPad, there's the Square Stand to help out. Square's Laura Henry has more.
So Square Stand is one of our most recognizable products. It gives retailers and restaurants the ability to take standard iPad and pop it into our Square Stand device to make a complete point of sale. It allows them to, again, manage their inventory, manage their menu, and take payments with embedded readers. It's a really elegant, beautifully designed product. It's perfect for retail, food, and service businesses alike.
Find out how Square can help your business at square.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Reading Online Marketing is the name. We'll grow your brand, bring you the fame. Right here local, we're the team that choose. Your success online, we'll never lose. Strategies, fresh results, top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
5868. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Vacuums and other home devices, so that surprised me seeing that, and I'm really excited to potentially try that one out later this year.
Yeah, I saw an article you wrote about smart rings for, I think, Reviewed.com last year,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So yeah, I know that's one of your specialties and becoming more popular because the battery life can be up to 2 weeks and there's no screen and it's just on your finger and it can capture and analyze all kinds of health metrics, whether it's during the day or while you're sleeping. A lot of people don't want to wear a smartwatch while they're sleeping or they need to charge it up while they're sleeping. So there's a lot of benefits to a smart ring and the interface just being the app, which is really cool on a smartphone.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are, another trend that a lot of people are appreciating is reducing screen time. So finding things like smart bracelets or smart rings that don't have screens, so you're not so inclined to keep checking your wrist and you know, even checking your phone. That's why there's, you know, those so-called dumb phones that are becoming popular now. So reducing screen time, I think, is another trend that smart rings, just one device that feeds into.
Yeah, love it. As we look forward to 2026 and as we wrap up today, Christine, is there anything that you're excited about in particular, a product category, one product in particular, anything that you're really keen on testing this year?
Well, I mean, I'll throw back again to the smart rings. I'm very much into health tech, so wearables and smart rings and smart watches. So I'm really excited about where that's going. And especially, as you mentioned, in terms of accessibility. And, you know, I find that that's an area of technology where it's actually helping people to be more proactive about your health. And now, you know, your nutrition as well as your mental health. I also think, you know, kind of complete other side, smartphones are really innovating now. The Samsung Trifold phone was a big attention getter at the show. Phones that not just fold, but fold three ways and maybe in many different ways will be an interesting thing to look forward to this year.
I know some Asian manufacturers like Huawei have had these Trifold devices, but good to know this Samsung Galaxy Trifold will be coming to the U.S. market at least. And maybe Canada at some point after that. Turning it from a phone to a tablet is pretty convenient. So when you want to read an ebook, play a game, or watch a video, it's more conducive on a larger screen. Or by multitasking, having one window open for your email, another one for a web browser, or what have you, I think is pretty cool. And yeah, and we're also seeing foldable laptops as well. At CES, and that's also convenient. Not just the wow factor or the gimmicky side of things, but some real cool applications for foldable and rollable laptops. Awesome. Now, Christine, you mentioned the best website for our listeners to check out your work, and it's simply wifihifi.com, just as it sounds, right?
Yes, and you can also follow me on Instagram at ChristineTechCA. So that's Christine and then TECHCA.
All right. On Instagram, I know you're also on TikTok as well. So, yeah, keep up the great work. Once again, really nice to chat with you, Christine, and to see you at the show. And hopefully I'll be seeing you sooner than later at a press event this year as well.
For sure. Thanks so much, Mark.
Hey, I wanted to take a moment to thank Norton and give them a shout out. They are an official partner on Tech It Out. I'm sure you're familiar with the brand. In today's connected world, a simple antivirus solution just isn't enough. Your identity, your finances, and your privacy are all on the line. That's why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock, the comprehensive solution that bundles device security and identity theft protection. Again, Tech It Out has proudly partnered with Norton as they protect your PC, Mac, and mobile devices from viruses, ransomware, and other kinds of malicious software, or malware for short. while LifeLock takes it a step further, constantly monitoring for the fraudulent use of your personal information, from your social security number to your bank accounts. If a threat is detected, you receive an alert, and if the worst happens and your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will be there to personally help fix it. Plus, with the $1 million protection package, you get coverage for stolen funds and expenses. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you the power to defend your entire digital life, even if you're not tech savvy. Stop patching together protection. Get the all-in-one peace of mind you need with Norton 360 with LifeLock. To get a deal on Norton 360 with LifeLock, simply visit norton.com/techitout. That's norton.com/techitout. We learn about sleep buds when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
and that's conducive for laying on a pillow, but can do much more. Joining us to chat about smart buds is Caitlin Shore. She's PhD and head of product at NextSense. Hi, Caitlin. Thanks for your time today. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, most excellent to chat with you.
Most excellent. Love it already. Now, before we talk about NextSense Smart Buds, so the company's NextSense, the product is called Smart Buds. Why don't we first let our listeners in on what sleep buds are all about, if they're not too familiar with what these are. It is a growing category, as I highlighted off the top, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can think of this in a couple ways. On the one hand, sleep earbuds sound somewhat new, and we are seeing a lot of growth in that space, more and more people purchasing, entering Google searches that suggest they're looking for an earbud specific to sleep, as well as more products emerging to answer that call. On the other hand, this reflects a trend that's very, very old. Currently, estimates are that as high as 50% of people use some kind of audio to fall asleep, but that can mean a lot of things. It can mean leaving on the TV because you find that comforting, opting for a fan even if you don't really need it to keep you cooler, but because you like the noise. Ye old white noise machines, right? So there's this general intuition among around half the population that sound helps you fall asleep, either because there's a comfort in it or because you need it to block out troublesome noises, such as if you're like me and you live in the city, there's the outside noises. A lot of people have partners who snore and they're trying to block that out. So that piece of it is quite old. The piece of it that's newer is being able to deliver that audio directly into the ear. And I think that reflects a couple of things. One is just the growing familiarity that we have with earbuds. I think 20 years ago, people were less comfortable with leaving something in their ear for extended periods of time. So there's that socialization factor. But then that is complemented by the fact that earbuds themselves have become much more comfortable. The research on what works for people's ears, and also, of course, the technology just getting smaller. All technology is able to get smaller with time because of improvements in battery and other facets of the technology that we can just fit more stuff into a smaller form factor. So it's generally important for tech to get smaller to be more comfortable, but that's even more important when that comes to sleeping, because your head is often on a pillow and it's uncomfortable if something big and bulky is on there. Obviously, you're not going to wear over-the-ear headphones to sleep if you're a side sleeper. So we're kind of at this inflection point where the desire is there and the tech is small enough to meet that desire.
Yeah, thanks for that, Caitlin. So that makes sense. And I was going to ask you who these are for exactly, but I think you've already answered that. It's not new to want to hear audio when you go to sleep, but this is obviously for private listening. I know some people who have an iPad or something in bed, and so you're listening to whatever it is, white noise, an audiobook, an old radio show. But if your partner doesn't want to hear it, if you have a partner, then earbuds are a better way to go. And as you mentioned, it can also block out somebody from snoring or block out city noises. So I think you've already addressed who these are for, but I'd love to now hear about NextSense, because I know there are other companies that make these kind of sleep-related earbuds. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Smart Buds.
Yeah. And by way of that, I might get into a little more of who they're for exactly. Smart Buds fill that category of the sleep earbud. They do everything that you would expect an earbud to do. You can stream any audio that you want from it. You can, there are touch controls. If you want to use them during the day, there is a microphone to take calls. So everything that you would expect from a sort of modern earbud. In addition to all of that, they have sensors on them that can detect brainwave activity. And just a little primer on that, since, you know, I know saying brainwaves is a little bit of a curveball in here. Primer on brainwaves is anytime your brain is doing anything, part of that neural activity is to produce electrical fluctuations. So when a neuron fires, that's changes in electrical voltage. When many neurons fire at the same time, you can actually sense those changes from outside of the skull. And those up and down, rising and falling voltages is what we refer to as brainwaves. So if you've ever heard that term and it's never been defined, that's what that is. Large-scale electrical fluctuations in the brain. And the measurement of that is done through a very old technology, almost exactly 100 years old, called electroencephalography or EEG. And if you've ever seen an EEG in the lab, it's like a bunch of, it's like a big cap with a bunch of dots all over the head. You know, there's on the order of dozens of little stickers all over the head that you use gel to make it work. And that's not something most people do. If you've ever done a sleep study, they'll do that. If you're, you know, being assessed for epilepsy, maybe, but it's a pretty burdensome process. We're doing that same kind of measurement, but just instead of dozens of sensors across the skull, it's just three sensors around each ear within the earbud. So a much more accessible, relatable form factor. That means that through our earbuds, while you're listening to the audio that helps you sleep, we can also measure your sleep quality, how long it takes for you to fall asleep, the amount of times that you wake up in the night, and specifically your slow waves, which is a kind of brain wave that reflects deep restorative sleep. And where NextSense smart buds really stand out is that not only can we assess your sleep quality, but we can actually improve it with audio. There's a phenomenon known as slow wave enhancement where we play subtle pink noise in the middle of the night. You don't even notice it's happening. And that audio enhances your slow wave activity and therefore the quality of your sleep. So yes, with EEG, we can do a kind of sleep tracking that's never been possible before, but we also go beyond tracking to enhance sleep.
Wow. Amazing. We're going to continue chatting with Caitlin Shore from NextSense about its smart buds that do more than just fit comfortably in your ear for when your head's on a pillow, but they have some tech to it tied to your brain. We'll learn more about that when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Stoltzman.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter, because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Domestic fraud runs rampant, and international intrigue comes to the boiling point with Trump's reaction to Iran. Discover the inside details on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Caitlin Shore, PhD and head of product at NextSense. This company has a product called Smart Buds. It's so cool, this merger between audio enjoyment and health data, right? I mean, I know Apple Beats Pro and the AirPods Pro 3 have built-in heart rate sensors that allow you to track your heart rate and calories burned and all that during workouts. But now with the NextSense Smart Buds, with its EEG sensors that can read your brain waves, it's not just great for finding out how you're sleeping, for how long, when, different stages, but also playing that subtle pink noise to boost restorative brain activity, which is awesome. We heard what's unique about it with its EEG feature, but just to circle back about the design in a moment, haven't seen them myself, haven't tested them. Are they flush inside your ears? So if you do lie on a pillow sideways, it doesn't stick out. Like, can you tell us a bit more about the design?
Yeah, that is the goal. So they are designed for sleep so that, you know, it is a quite a small form factor, you know, more comfortable than, as a reference point, sleeping with AirPods, we'll say, right?
Sure.
Designed these with sleep in mind.
So I've received other sleep buds before, like there's a company called Oslo that sent me theirs. So is it also similar in that it's just a smaller design, so it's more comfortable? And what's the battery life like if you're wearing these all night?
Yes, in the same universe as Oslo and other sleep earbuds out there, the battery life is, you know, tracks with sleep life, so 7 to 9 hours depending on usage. Obviously, if you stream Bluetooth all night, the battery will be shorter than if you're not streaming all night. But we also do have a smart shut-off feature where we can pause your audio once you've fallen asleep, once we detect that from your brain data, which people who listen to narrative audio like you, Mark, tend to like because we can pause their story so they're all queued up for the next night to pick back up.
7 to 9 hours of battery life is much longer than most people sleep. If my life and my friends are any indication. I know a lot of smartphones let you set a timer as well, or your favorite podcast app can let you do that, which is handy. Can you confirm what you need to get going? If I'm not mistaken, Caitlin, I read that it only works with iPhone to start.
That is correct. We are launching with iPhone, and we are working on our Android version currently. But sorry, Android users, we can't support you just yet.
Is there a reason why? I mean, is it just because your developers focused on one platform? Because it seems like it would be operating system agnostic, if I'm not mistaken there.
Yeah, of course, that's what we're moving towards. But, you know, we do have an app where you can see your sleep data, see how your slow waves were boosted, see your brain waves in real time. It is a not uncommon path for a startup to really focus on getting it perfect in one operating system first and then kind of get to parity with the other operating system.
Fair. And there's some benefit to that. I live in Canada, and often products come out first in the U.S., and a lot of Canadians complain about that. But by the time the product comes to Canada, all the bugs have been ironed out. So you know what I mean? You don't have to be a guinea pig as well. It's not such a bad thing, in my opinion. All right. And then as we wrap up, Caitlin, how much do the NextSense Smart Buds cost? And I understand there is an optional monthly subscription as well.
Yeah, so at launch, there are actually a couple price points. We have a special sort of founders edition option where you pay $399 once and you have access for life, sort of like a one-time limited opportunity for our earliest customers. And then the standard package is $129 for the device and then basically $10 a month or $120 a year subscription. So the standard package, you'd pay $249 for a year at checkout.
So the subscription, just to be clear for our listeners, it's not optional if you want to pick these up. Like, that is very much part of the product. You can't just buy them in, like, the design and not use the EEG feature through the app.
You could. There's nothing to bar you from using them as regular earbuds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
However, if you want sleep tracking, if you want slow wave boosting, if you want to use EEG, any of the things that really make them shine, you would need to continue the subscription.
Got it. And then where can we learn more, Caitlin? You hinted that it may not be available just yet, knowing that this is third week of January. Is there an
yep.
ETA?
Yeah, so we will be shipping them out starting February 9th, 2026.
Okay.
You can pre-order them today by going to nextsense.io. So you can order them anytime, but we'll ship them out early February.
All right, nextsense.io. So nextsense.io. Thank you so much, Caitlin. Really great chatting with you. Thank you again.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Speaking of CES, last week on the program, I talked about the new SanDisk flash storage. They're solid-state drives. Wild stuff for gamers, whether you're into handheld PC gaming or gaming on a laptop, with these new internal solid-state drives that are super fast. So it's not just high capacity, up to 2,000 gigabytes or 2 terabytes, but also the speed that you want for playing games competitively. Every millisecond counts, especially when you're gaming online, you're into esports, and you really need something fast to work off of. Also, for those handheld gaming systems, it's always a pain point among gamers when you have to delete games you still want to play in order to fit new games on there, because these are massive games these days, several tens of gigabytes in many instances. So it's speed and capacity, as well as reliability. I'm a huge fan of SanDisk. You can learn more at sandisk.com. The company unveiled a new brand at CES called Optimus, which is, again, more for gaming and content creators and professionals as well, kind of replacing the old WD Black. If you're not aware, SanDisk broke away from Western Digital last year, focusing on solid state primarily, a lot of flash storage. Great stuff. Hey, when we return on Tech It Out, I'm going to play an interview recorded at the Dreamy booth at the show. This is a company best known for its robotic floor vacs and mops in one. But you're going to be blown away at what this new model can do. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
What?
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
First glance, like a regular circular robotic vacuum, but on top, it's a little bit taller. It unfolds and out comes this extendable arm. And as you mentioned, Dreamy showed this last year as well as one other competitor. And the idea is that not only will it vacuum your home, but it'll see items and pick it up and put them in its place. Is that fair? Like you'll pick up a tissue, put it in a garbage can, pick up a kid's toy, put it in a basket, that kind of thing.
Yeah, spot on. And this year we're just getting better with accuracy as we're able to identify different objects, not just tissues, but actual bottles of water. Again, shoes are in that specific weight category. At the demo here, we have a nice squishy ball, and we're able to go to a drop-off zone that you can designate on the app to make sure, hey, there's no point in picking up messes if it's not in one collected area.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what we really want to focus on for this next iteration before we actually launch this product.
And if I'm not mistaken, the arm that comes out of the top and extends and picks up items.
So this one's going to be grabbing with those little arms. Think of it like a pinch, right? Those are supposed to represent our fingers. We do actually have a new attachment that we're...
I just saw a demo of it, yeah.
That's more of a vacuum to get those smaller areas that circular vacuum is just not able to grab. As, hey, it is a beautiful circular body, but sometimes it just can't fit in. And that's why a tool like that, with it, its extending capabilities, it's a great tool.
So you don't have to manually replace that arm with the vacuum arm, with the arm that picks up things with the vacuum arm. It actually is built into the dock, right? Did I see that?
You are spot on. So that utility closet is going to be able to switch between two tools we're currently showing. One, the vacuum, and two, a duster. So as we can see with this demo that we have here, we have, as you see, a little ridge. A normal vacuum isn't able to grab that, but with its robotic arm, he can actually drag its duster to get all that dust on top of like crowning and other actual ledges.
So you're, because this is radio or podcast, I just want to explain that you're pointing to kind of like a baseboard that would be lining a room, and let's say there's dirt on it, which is taller than the vacuum. Now it can actually wipe it as it moves across or suction the dirt or dust on the baseboards or whatever may be a little bit higher than the vacuum as it goes across the room.
Couldn't say it better myself. You are spot on.
You have a job for me, man?
No, I know.
All right, so what's the name of this product again?
So this one is going to be the Cyber Tent Ultra.
Okay, Cyber Tent Ultra from Dreamy, which is spelled D-R-E-A-M-E, a robot vac with a base station, or you called it a closet? Which
part? So we have our base station, but on the side, we actually have a utility closet.
Okay.
Again, we'll have a final name for it, but that's what we're calling it for the show. But again, it's still going to be able to self-wash itself, empty out all the dust and debris collected. We'll have an onboard clean water tank and dirty water tank and a clean solution to clean those mop heads.
Thanks for clarifying. So this isn't just a robot vacuum, but a robot mop as well. But what makes it unique is the extendable arm that can pick up items, put it in its place, and then swap it out for another vacuum cleaner on an arm that comes out of the top of the robot for those harder to reach areas.
Absolutely.
When can we see this, do you think, in the store?
No solid day right now. We're hoping towards the end of this year, but if you want to follow our Instagram pages or on all of our channels, we'll always keep you up to date when we're releasing these new products.
Thank you so much, Michael. All the best.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Well, I hope you enjoyed a new episode of Tech It Out coming out of the 2026 CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Wanted to give a shout out one last time to Visa and Norton, two companies that protect you in slightly different ways. Norton, of course, a cybersecurity company, and they've got their LifeLock protection to safeguard you from identity theft. Visa, on the other hand, closely tied to payments, both online and at retail, protecting shoppers and businesses from fraud. Great stuff. Hey, if you want to reach out on social media to say hi. Maybe you've got a tech question for me or maybe a suggestion for an upcoming guest or topic. I'm all ears. You can find me on all the major social media platforms. I'll spell my name in a moment, but I'm on X, Threads, Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, and a couple of others as well that I'm probably forgetting. But it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. That's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. Or for our Canadian listeners, it's SaltzMan. And so you'll find my articles that I link to and videos that I've posted, including those from the Consumer Electronics Show, links to this very radio show and podcast, and a lot more. All the best, everyone. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another new episode of Tech It Out.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.